بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد exploiting somebody's circumstances سيدنا علي رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited buying from somebody who was in desperate circumstances. Note, sometimes a person may be experiencing extremely difficult financial circumstances due to which he is forced to sell his basic necessities at a giveaway price. Taking advantage of this situation is not permissible and it is lowly of an individual. A Muslim should instead aid his brother in his difficulty and pay the full price or more for the item he is selling. In fact, he may even give him a loan so that he is not forced to part with a necessary item. Making an offer upon an offer. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, none of you should make an offer above an offer that your fellow brother has already made. Note, if a Muslim is engaged in a transaction, it is incorrect for another to offer a higher price for the article. Auctioning is, however, different. Prohibition of taking oaths in transactions. Sayyiduna Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, beware of taking oaths excessively in business as it may cause a sale, but the earnings are deprived of blessings. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oaths create sales but snatch away the barakah. Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not speak to three types of people, that is on the day of Qiyamah, nor will He gaze mercifully at them or purify their sins, and they will suffer a severe chastisement. Number one, a person who lowers his trousers below the ankles. Number two, one who sells his commodities by making false oaths. And number three, the one who brags about his kindnesses and favors to others. Note, taking oaths excessively is despicable in any matter, and false oaths are haram under all circumstances. Businessmen should refrain from making unnecessary oaths, as the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may be dishonored. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.